Welcome to the OU's Nach Yomi. I am Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be learning Mizmor Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir Hamalos, a song of the ascents. Mi Mamakim, Krasicha Hashem. Out of the depths, I call to you, God. So what is meant by these Mamakim, these depths? The Radak says, Dima Hagalus le Mamake Mayim. The exile is compared to deep water. The Ibn Ezra says it's more like we would say the depths of despair. He says, Tam mimamakim bavor hiyos Yisrael begalus, vidalus, vikalus, vishiflus. That the Jews would experience exile, poverty, disgrace, and lowliness. So it's rather than a metaphor for a physical danger, it's actually all sorts of spiritual and just lowliness in the eyes of their oppressors. So Hashem, Shema Bekoli, God, please hear my voice. The Ibn Ezra says, Bavur Hiyoso Bamamakim, since God is with us in those depths of despair, Soek Shema Bekoli, we cry to Him to hear our plea. Tiyena Aznecha Kashuvos, Lekol Tachanunoi. Let your ears, metaphorically speaking, be attentive to the voice of my prayers. Im avonos tishmar ka, if you, God, are going to keep track of our sins, Hashem miyamod, who could possibly endure? I always like to paraphrase this pasuk, if you're going to keep score, I can't win. Now that may sound glib, but it's exactly what it means. The Ibn Ezra says, Hatam, hoshieni mehera, bial tizkor li avonos she'avru, please save me soon and do not recall my past sins, ki lo ochel la'anos u'lahashiv, because I will be completely unable to defend myself against these charges. So we recognize that you know, if God is saving up our sins against us, then we're done for. Ki imcha haslicha lema'an tivarei. Forgiveness is with you, God, in order that you may be revered. So if you recall, a few days ago we said that God keeps the gift of fertility to dispense himself rather than delegating it to an angel to distribute on his behalf. Well, Rashi says that God also handles forgiveness personally. He says, Lo nasata rishus l'shliach l'sloach. You have not given permission to any intermediary to grant forgiveness. And Rashi quotes a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, talking about the angel that accompanied the Jews during the Egyptian Exodus. Ki lo yisa l'fishachem. He basically said, you know that angel? He's great, but you know what he can't do? He can't forgive your sins. Only God can do that. So, forgiveness is exclusively God's domain. Why should this be? Lema'an tivarei, so that he should be revered. Rashi says, Shelo yehe adam batuach aslichas acher. A person can't rely on another to forgive him. That's God's job alone. Okay, pasuk hey. Kivisi Hashem. I hope for God. Kivso nafshi. My soul hopes. Validvaro hochalti. And I wait for his word. Rashi points out that these chains of hope, because it says, Kivisi Hashem kivso nafshi, I hope for God and my soul hopes. So these series of hopes are not uncommon, and he gives a few examples. One that you might be familiar with is from Psalm 27, where it says, Kaveh el Hashem, hope for God, Chazak v'yametz libecha, be strong and he will put courage in your heart, v'kaveh el Hashem, and hope for God. So we see a number of places this is a stylistic thing that it does have hope after hope. Nafshi Lashem, my soul waits for God, specifically to redeem us. Mi shomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. More than the watchmen wait for the morning, yes, even more than the watchmen wait for the morning. At least this is how the Ibn Ezra understands it. He says, Nafshi kivso Lashem yoter mi shomrim hachomos laboker. My soul waits for God more expectantly than the guardians of the city walls wait for morning, which is when their shifts end so that they can go home and get some sleep. Others would say, excuse me, that shomrim doesn't mean watchmen here. It just means people who are waiting for the morning. The Radak says, klomar shekamim ba'ashmaros haboker lehispalel, that these are people who arise at daybreak to pray. And you see, ashmoras haboker, shomrim laboker, there's a grammatical connection there. Yachel Yisrael el Hashem. David directs the people of the nation to put their hope in God. The Radak and the Ibn Ezra both point out Lashon Tzivui, that this is a command. It's the imperative form of the verb. So the Radak continues that David is telling the nation, Kaveh al Hashem, sheyiftecha mehagalus. Hope to God to redeem you from this exile. Ki imoha chesed tamid im hanivroim. Because he always has mercy on his creations. V'yase imcha chesed ki harbei imo fedus. And he will treat you kindly because he has abundant redemption. Let's save the rest of this Radak for a moment because he's quoting the rest of the pasuk ahead of us. So Yachel Yisrael El Hashem, that the people should put their hope in God. Ki im Hashem HaChesed, because with God there is mercy, v'harbe imo fedus, and bountiful and abundant redemption. Okay, so now let's finish that Radak. It says, ki kvar pada oscha pa'amim rabos, that God has already redeemed you many times. Ki lo yachsur lo fedus, because he has no shortage of redemption. Ki harbe imo, it is abundant with him. So God saved us before, and he will do so again, because he has deep pockets, as they say, when it comes to redemption. Last pasuk, pasuk ches. V'hu yifde es Yisrael mikol avonosav. He will redeem Israel from all their sins. Once again, the Radak. V'im tomar, if you will say, Eich yifte osi va'ani mole avon. How could God possibly redeem me, seeing as I'm so full of sin? Hu yifte Yisrael mikol avonosav. The answer is, he will redeem Israel from all their sins. Mitchila yifte oso me'avonosav. First, he will save them from their sins. Klomar sheyislach lo avonosav she'avru, meaning that he will forgive the sins that they committed. V'yitein belibam lushuve lav b'chol levavam. And he will inspire them to return to him wholeheartedly. V'achar kach yoshuv shvusam. And after this, he will return the exiles. From the opening words of this mizmor, the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Yud Amid Beis derives an interesting halacha. So in our pasuk it says, Mimamakim krasicha Hashem, from the depths I call out to God. So Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Chanina, said, Meshum Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, in the name of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, A yamod adam b'makam gavoa v'yispalel. A person should not stand in a high place and pray. El b'makam namuch v'yispalel. Rather, he should stand in a low place and pray. Shenemar mimamakim korsicha Hashem. And then it quotes our pasuk, from the depths I call out to God. And you'll actually see this as a design feature in many shuls. So that is Mizmor Kuf Lamed. Again, it's a very well-known mizmor. It's one of the more common ones that we say when praying in times of trouble. And as always, I hope that spending a little time learning it together will help us to say it with that much more intensity when needs call for it. Although, as always, we hope that there will be fewer needs to say such psalms in the future when it comes to crises in the community. Thank you for joining us, and I will see you again tomorrow when we learn Mizmor Kuf Lamed Aleph, Psalm 131.